The pain acts as a coating for the structural members, so prevents them from deteriorating to a large extent. And when the bridge was hit, of course, some of the members were fractured, destroyed, bent. That you know, removed a bunch of the coating. And then during the heat straightening and welding processes that had to go on as part of the repair, that removed a bunch more of the paint. So we're really, to a large extent, replacing the paint that got damaged, either due to the accident or the repair.